The Lagos State House of Assembly Member Elect for Alamosho Constituency 02, Hon. Kehinde Olaid Joseph, has appreciated the residents of the constituency for voting for him during the just concluded State House of Assembly polls. In his appreciation message on Monday, March 20, 2023, Kehinde Joseph said, "Dear constituents, what can a man, woman achieve without God? Who can truly win a free and fair election without God's people standing up for him, her? I wish to express my unreserved gratitude to God Almighty for giving me another grace, a divine mandate, to serve humanity. My victory is dedicated to him and the good people of Alamosho Constituency too. It is the people's victory, it is your victory, it is our victory. I am writing this with humility and respect, energized by the massive support and overwhelming vote of confidence in my capacity to be your servant leader in the next four years that you showed me on Saturday, at the polls. It was a peaceful, credible, fair, and ringing expression of the will of our people. You came out massively to vote for the continuation of the peace and security of lives and property we have enjoyed in the last almost four years. The continuation of a Christ-centric leadership, of humility in governance, compassion, competence, character, and development across the constituency. You did this, so our children and generations yet unborn will enjoy the dividends of democracy and live happily, in brotherhood, sisterhood, love and unity. Let me specifically thank the political leaders of our great party, APC, in Alamosho, Lagos and National, for seeing in me, what others may not have seen. Thank you all, for standing by me, for leading the troop for the continuation of good representation and governance, and for insisting that what God has started in Alamosho, must continue and the story be told in more enchanting chapters. Also for the long hours, the soaring speeches at engagement parlies, tours and campaigns, which ultimately manifested in the massive victory we got on Saturday, I say a big thank you. I pledge to you, our leaders, party executives, elders, women wings, and everyone who has bought into your this vision that I will not disappoint in this onerous task God has placed on my shoulders. As you have shown, I am coming thoroughly prepared as usual to hit the ground running from day one. I thank all the religious leaders and organizations who rose for us in prayers and support. Your prayers were all answered. My humble appreciation to all the Royal Majesties and Royal Highnesses in our constituency, who blessed me and empowered me for the race. Your blessings truly speak. To all our political office holders, former and incumbent, I salute you all. You enforced my sense of people's leadership and friendship. You showed me what it means to love someone and stand by him, in the face of the stiffest opposition. To the youth of Alamosho, thank you for maintaining the peace and taking ownership of the collective destiny and aspirations of our people to live in peace. By your avowed dedication to ending violence and embracing peace, we had a very peaceful election on Saturday. Kudos to you all. To the security agencies who kept the peace, I can't thank you enough for creating an enabling environment with the help of God and the people's resolve. To all and sundry who couldn't vote for me because of reason or the other, but stood by me, I appreciate you too. I will buy you too. Let me commend my opponents for putting up a good fight. In any political contest, a winner must emerge and today, it has pleased God to place me as the winner of this contest. I, hereby, extend an olive branch and my hand of fellowship to all my brothers and sisters who contested with me, to join me in building the Alamosho where the symphonies of peace, development, love, unity, brotherhood, and sisterhood would continue to ring louder and bind us all even deeper together. I promise to run an all-inclusive representation, where no one would be punished or victimized on account of holding a different political opinion. We are all residents of Alamosho first and foremost before our political labels. Political parties are vehicles to attain power, they cannot substitute the bond of unity, brotherhood and sisterhood we have all shared for centuries. More than ever before, I am determined and rededicated to the service of our people. My doors are open, as I will be dedicating clinic days for all constituents of goodwill to bring ideas and pathways that can consolidate our efforts. Thank you all for entrusting me with the divine mandate to represent and serve you once again at the 10th Lagos State House of Assembly.